Beloved heart dwellers, stand fast in the knowledge of his love and provision for you in the midst of great trials. Amen. My dear ones, I hear that sheep have been scattered by the lies of wolves again, and that more understanding of God's ways is needed. Please give us wisdom, Lord. We are so very depleted and tired from waiting. I have been overwhelmed with other work and not been able to really sit with you on this subject. The last thing I remember you saying was that it's coming now. After that, you made a strange remark. How would you like to write 5 more books? Well, that freaked me out. What? Enough time for that? And then I thought about it and I realized that we have that much material that we could turn into short books that go straight to the point on different subjects. So I caught my breath. Lord, please tell me, what in the world is going on? Do we really have a substantial amount of time? Have you changed your timing? Beloved, Jesus began, calm down. It is not as serious as it sounds. I'm sorry, Lord, I hit the panic frustration button. He answered, and you know well that will get you nowhere. Yes, Lord, I do, and I'm sorry. Well, I want to address those who are disappointed about the rapture, he began. Yes, it has been delayed because you all prayed. There is a growing movement of prayer in America and around the world, and every time the possibility of war and the draft comes up, mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers get on their knees. I have told you before that you would still be here when the war began in America, but within hours and perhaps a few days, I would remove you from the earth. Nothing has changed that sequence of events. This is about timing, and with all my heart, I want to tarry so that more souls will be saved. But my Father has gotten to the point that he is ready to call it. When I gave you that message, I was counting on you and all your prayer teams around the world stepping up their prayer and fasting. You have seen this many times before, nations on the brink of war, more souls fasting, dropping to their knees and praying for mercy. Then, when I grant more time and mercy, they accuse you of being a false prophet. Beloved, that does not set well with me. Many wonders in spiritual growth events have taken place because of my pouring into this channel the graces necessary for conversions and spiritual maturity. My people, I love you dearly, but what do you expect from me when you multiply your prayers and fasting to avoid World War III? Should I ignore your pleas for more time, more grace, more mercy, so that multitudes of unsaved souls are left to an uncertain fate? Or should I grant you more time, more grace, more mercy? This prayer, along with the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Novena, is a major prayer force that the entire world can use to delay the tragedy of war. It is your prayers that are holding back the war. I have told you that if you want the rapture to happen now, so badly, stop praying. But your hearts are not cold. You understand the tragedies that take place in war, so you pray even though you want the rapture to come sooner. I promise you a great reward for doing violence to your selfish motives and praying anyway, knowing that I will hear those prayers for mercy and grant you more time. I want to caution you to be careful what you say to others who are not of the faith, because they will take advantage of my grace and mercy and chide you when my Father delays his wrath. If I had come back in 2015, some of you would have been left behind and gone to hell. Aren't you so very grateful for my mercy when you were not ready? Don't you believe others deserve the same chance? Prophetic events are always dependent on the prayers of people when they come to their senses and repent. I warned Nineveh, and they repented. But then later they returned to their vomit, and I destroyed them, at which time prophecy was fulfilled. Should Jonah then be called a false prophet because the people repented and I relented? The heart of the law is mercy, and I will give mercy to whom I choose to give mercy. For I am the Lord your God, and there is none other. If you choose to be called by my name, you must be like me in mercy, even when it is inconvenient for you, and perhaps you will fall asleep before the rapture. But I will tell you this. Those of you who have prayed for more time, more grace, and more mercy are very dear to my heart, because I know how much it costs them to have to remain here longer. It is a sad fact that some of you do not see that you are not ready to be taken, because you've been living for yourselves. See to it, my people, that there is not one bit of self-righteousness in your hearts when you share the rapture event. I tell you that it will backfire on you if my Father delays. You have only to read Luke 21:20. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. To see that Israel being surrounded by our enemies is another solid confirmation that it can happen at any moment. Are you ready? Are you really ready? The bride must resemble the groom, and the bride on earth now is working for souls. And if there's a chance that the wrath can be delayed so more souls are saved, you should be rejoicing. Are you his bride? Do you care about the lost souls that still needs to be brought into the kingdom? Are you there for them? Or are you just waiting to get out of here? My precious family, I ache for you, because I too long for the day when I will be pain-free and I can worship in heaven. We have been viciously attacked by the witches, trying to remove and disable key members of the community, trying to cause divorce and separation. The dark ones have sown so much grief and so many obstacles that we have had to fight our way through. Plus, in the USA, this is the time of very low donations, as some go on vacation and others are preparing their children for school, which is expensive. Strange things have happened. Strange delays, people on the mountain at night when we're sleeping, vehicle breakdowns, relatively new vehicle breakdowns, and the dogs go wild every single night, except on a full moon. And I guess that's because they're having their ceremony somewhere else. I can always count on a quiet night on a full moon. I am so ready for this to be over and for us to be in heaven. But this past week, the Lord gave me little signs that there was a little more time. I had not as yet shared that with you because our people were under faith attacks and not sleeping at night because of the intruders. I will write more about their warfare later and how they divide us.